We've heard about the cost of the Olympics by now from all kinds of angles, what it means for the city of London, for the athletes. But there's one cost of the Games you might not have considered, the price of keeping athletes honest and drug-free. Even before the Games have begun, the AP is reporting that over 100 athletes have already been kept out of the London Olympics because of doping suspensions.
Shirley Wang has been covering the Games for the Wall Street Journal, and she's with us now for today's Midday Extra. Hi, Shirley.
Hello.
So what's different this year? What kind of measures are the Olympic organizers taking to make sure athletes are clean?
Well, one of the main things that organizers are doing is they're increasing the number of tests. So this is going to be what the organizers call the most tested games ever. They will be taking 5,000 samples from athletes, which is actually about the number that is conducted usually in the whole country here in the UK. They're also going to be using the newest technology possible, including, they just told us in a press briefing just now, a new human growth hormone test. It was approved or on the market just for a few weeks ago. That is actually in place here in London now. In addition, they are using something called the biological passport, which tests athletes' blood levels. So rather than looking for the drug itself, it looks to see whether there are changes in the blood that could be indicative of possible doping.
Well, this sounds like a lot of new technology. Shirley, how much is all of this costing?
Well, that number is hard to pinpoint, but for the first time ever, the Olympics has a corporation who has sponsored their anti-doping efforts. So GlaxoSmithKline, a big drug maker, has invested £20 million, which is about $31 million, in creating a state-of-the-art facility and also some services and manpower as well. But that dollar figure has got to be higher than that because no GSK scientists will be on site during the testing. It'll all be done by people who are connected with the Olympic Committee or with anti-doping agencies.
How different is what we're seeing this year from the sort of resources that have been marshaled in past Olympics?
Well, in some ways, it's just a continuation because there have been anti-doping efforts since the Olympic Games starting in 1968. It's just that Olympic officials are trying their best to enhance testing efforts to be to both catch people, but also for these tests to serve as a deterrent. The idea that you might be caught, in this case, they're testing about 1 in 2 athletes here at the Games. They're hoping that that will deter people from wanting to cheat when they are at this event.
What kind of resources go into having the best technology to test athletes for doping?
All kinds of testing. For instance, WADA, the World Anti-Doping Agency, all year round are looking at doing research on new tests. They try to figure out which substances should be added to the banned substances list. And then various agencies around the world are also collecting intelligence on their various athletes in their home countries. They're working with other officials to try and collect information, including things like customs agents, to try and figure out, you know, are there some odd shipments coming in and might athletes be connected with that? And all of this information gets shared and funneled throughout the year. And athletes are also tested throughout the year to try and, you know, achieve essentially a clean Games here in London.
From one Olympics to the next, it makes sense that we would gather experience and technology and be able to throw more at the problem. But what about the other side of this? What about the athletes? Are they not getting the picture? are we having to test more because they're doping more? Or are people actually starting to realize that maybe they shouldn't do it?
Well, one of the experts here at the press briefing said that he would assume that there are athletes who are cheating in these games. So it doesn't seem like all athletes are getting the message. Whether things are actually getting better or not is even hard to characterize. But I think it's fair to say from what the experts are telling us here in the press that this is not a problem that's going to go away. They are doing their best to try and deter things and to keep the games as clean as possible. But there's no doubt in at least one expert's mind that there is indeed doping going on here.
Shirley Wang is a reporter for The Wall Street Journal. She is in London to cover the games. Shirley, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.